4 days remaining.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Happy. Today is Saturday, September 16th, 2023. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
And whether you're waking up or winding down, we want to be there for you.
And we are winding down, everyone. You're hearing that countdown, and that means that we are on our countdown on the way to end this amazing podcast that we've had so much fun with. But if you're really missing us, we're going to keep the back catalog up as long as it doesn't cost us too much money to do that. And at some time we may not, but we'll tell you before then, you know. And you can also come find us over at 10K Dollar Day. That's how you can support us. Come find the other podcast. It's called 10K Dollar Day. It's been going on since 2018. So, you know, it's ripe. It's ready for you. It's been maturing. And now here you are. Actually, go on September 20th because that's when the new launch is. But
yeah. And I also love how we're still getting messages from some of our listeners here at the Daily Happy. One of my favorites was one of our bays said, "I can't believe they kept it up this long."
Thanks, everyone. Well, it's funny because I told Danny, you know, my other best friend, I said, "Yeah, we're stopping the Daily Happy." This was like, maybe when we first thought of it, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, so, you know, they've got big news. Allison and I are going to end the Daily Happy. And Danny just went, "Well, it's about time." And I was like, "What does that mean?" He goes, "You're so tired."
No, it's true. No, listen, Hannah said the same thing. She was like, "What do you," because every night it's, or morning, whatever. It's always like, anytime I'm walking away, she's like, "You going to do that podcast? You going in that room to do that podcast?" So the other day I made a comment about, "Oh, we have 5 days left or 4 days left or something." And she was like, "Wait, you're stopping the podcast?" I said, "Just the daily one." And she goes, "So now how often do you do it?" And I was like, "Well, we'll have like a weekly episode." She goes, "Mom, that's so much better for you."
She said that?
Yeah. She goes, "Mom, that's so much better for you." And I was like, "Thanks, Hannah." Thank you.
It took us a while.
Yeah. Everyone else knew.
It out. Everyone was like, these poor ladies on their spiral down, right? Ay. Okay. So speaking of being down. So there's this Adriatic country, it's very small, called Montenegro.
Okay.
And they, for some reason, have a reputation. There's a myth that Montenegrins are lazy. There's like this, this, you know, like that's whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So the people of Montenegro was like, "Oh yeah, well, we're going to have a contest." So now there is a contest every year called the Laziest Citizen.
What?
Uh-huh. And it's at the resort village of Bresna. And you lie down.
You lie down and do what?
It's the person who's lying down the longest.
Wait, can you sleep?
Yes, you can do anything. But here's the thing. You can do anything as long as you're lying down. You are in a room with everyone else in sleeping bags. Like everyone's brought their own way of lying down in. So it looks like summer camp almost.
Okay.
Let's see if you could do this. Contestants are allowed to have 10 minutes every 8 hours.
Wait a second.
To go to the bathroom.
You have to hold it for 8 hours.
You are not a hydrated person. You must be not eating a lot. And maybe wearing some sort of underwear that helps you along with all of this.
That was my question. Are they allowed to wear diapers?
I mean, I think you are, but the people next to you might not like that because they don't not, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, after a while.
After X amount of hours, like, yeah, it'll hold you. Don't get me wrong. If you are in an adult diaper, you will not be able to smell it for a long time, but there comes a point.
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to bring whatever bedding you want?
Yes. It looks like everybody has built their own beds.
Here we go. You ready,
Allison,
for this?
Allison, what are you about to say?
Listen to this. Here's my idea. So you get some sort of bedding, air mattress, something. You somehow construct it so there's a hole in the middle of the bedding that you can like open and close, right? So some sort of trap door situation underneath your body.
Yeah.
And then all you do is when you have to go, you still go into your diaper and you have covers on, right? So you get under your covers, you go into your diaper, and then in that like area, you have a little section for like maybe feminine wipes or whatever.
Five.
You cover up. You open the trap door underneath your body while you're laying there. You do your business. You switch out your diapers. You put the diaper into the trap hole and cover it up.
There. Hence, okay. Okay.
Stealing
okay.
the smell. It's like a diaper genie.
A diaper genie. Got a lot of baking soda down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could get behind.
I'm okay with that. You cannot sit up.
Oh, I mean.
Real careful in your little machinations of your secret diaper genie. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
The prize is 1,000 euros, which is about, at this recording, $1,070.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this, but it's going to sound dumb. So, no, that's not what I want to say. So, there are 7 remaining contestants at the time of the writing of this story. Okay. They yeah. started with 21. How long do you think they had been lying down?
I was about to ask that. Like, how long does this normally go on for? I'm a little concerned, but I can't imagine more than 2 days.
Okay. Well, last year, the record was 117 hours, which is like 4 or 5 days.
That's long. 24, 48, higher. Like
yeah,
that's
a lot higher, right?
Yeah. So
like, yeah.
72. That's
it's
one of
between
them.
4 and 5. You're in my math. I'm like 24, 48. That's almost 50. So then 2 of those, which is 2 days, that's 4 days is 100, but it's a little under 100. It's terrible math. Terrible math. Okay. So that was last year's record, 117 hours. This year, at the time of this writing, the article was written on them entering their 20th day.
What?
20th day of lying down and only going to the bathroom.
For $1,000, they probably lost that money while missing work.
But yeah, I don't know how they go to work. That part I don't understand. But at this point, they had been lying down for 463 hours. That can't be good for you.
No, it's not good for you. You'll get bed sores.
Well, but they can turn themselves over and around, right?
Oh, that's true. Can you eat? You have to be able to eat.
They're eating.
Do they bring them food, like in bed?
I guess so.
Do you have to stay completely down, or can you like lift up just a little bit?
It says there's no. It says no sitting or standing.
So maybe you have to turn over on your side to eat. Oh God, what
they better have a doctor.
That's not good. I think.
I agree. I agree with you. I don't think it's healthy by any means.
2 minutes remaining.
But you know, they're gonna win $1,000 in 21 days or however long. Which is actually harder than just going to work.
No, that's my point. I was like, in 21 days, you could have like delivered groceries on shipped and made probably twice as much as that.
But what if they work from home?
Yeah.
So they're making their money.
So maybe they brought their computer. Can they watch movies?
They could do anything if they're lying down.
That's crazy.
I know.
Mean, some people could probably be pretty productive while lying down. So I don't know if I would classify that as lazy if you're able to work on your computer.
Listen, I have lain down for days on end.
Yeah.
With a laptop or a phone or whatever, right? So like.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you're like, okay, everybody, tonight we're binging blank, and everyone just watches it together and they make popcorn.
I mean, that's kind of cute.
Doesn't sound terrible.
It doesn't.
But they're all in one room.
Ooh, how many people are left?
7 out of 21.
Oh, that's still a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, this is the fundraiser we missed out on, right? Like, we were doing all of these cool 10K things. We did a 10K walk around for the whole summer once, mm-hmm. right? Where we like measured yep. the mileage. Why didn't we just say lie down?
I don't know. I think people would have judged us.
Not in the pandemic, they wouldn't have. I feel like that was like free pass.
That's true. You could get away with anything.
We had 2 years of free pass. You know what we spent it doing? A daily podcast. Okay. So if you are in North Wales, or anywhere, I guess, and you find a Christmas gnome.
10 seconds.
What? No. If you find a Christmas gnome in your house, it could be burglars marking where somebody lived.